Okay, so we're gonna talk about something a little bit more seriously here. We watched The Last Exorcism tonight, which I thought was awesome. And yeah, my brother Jacob is still here.
It was my second time watching it. I liked it just as much as the first time. The characters, the acting were pretty consistent, pretty believable. They all stayed in character throughout the movie. But without jumping ahead, Jason, what did you think?
Well, the Last Exorcism, it's an awesome, it's awesome movie. It's awesome. I mean, it's set up just like a mockumentary, just like a Spinal Tap or any of the Christopher Guest things. Which is really awesome. But it is a horror movie. Now, I mean, if you think in the last 5 years there hasn't really been any decent horror movies or anything really good. I mean, most of the actual really ones that you remember are more funny. You know, like Shaun of the Dead or Zombieland. They're kind of horror, but you know, because horror is so campy, it kind of they play off that fact, and that's why those movies were successful. So you know, this movie is about basically you know, a priest who does exorcisms, but really he shows that it's a gimmick, and he's
more of a magician.
Yeah, more like a magician, and it's really set up in that way. And then of course it's gonna take a turn for the worst, and I mean we're not gonna really dive in the whole movie. You're gonna have to see it. If anyone who hasn't seen it is actually listening to this, but who cares about that? But I thought it was awesome because it was just fun. It was interesting. It was creative. It was original. And first of all, that they didn't use CG animation, which you know, Paranormal Activity. If you remember when we went and saw that, I mean, that was good because it was using all found footage. You know, like it was set up like a webcam. It was very believable. Until right at the end, when it was like photoshopped in, and that just like blew everything, because I don't know, 3D graphics don't impress, nor do they frighten anyone. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, think about it, like the last the problem with horror movies is that the last ones that I've seen have all been remakes. But for some reason, the remakes, they have so much in trying to substantiate the killer and the killer's motives. Friday the 13th, Jason is not, you know, a deranged homicidal maniac. He's a hunter-gatherer protecting Camp Crystal Lake. Or Halloween, which, you know, in the original, this guy just shows up and starts killing people with really, you know, really no rhyme or reason. It really establishes him as a tortured soul from the beginning. You know, in a mental institution and crap like that. And then like Nightmare on Elm Street, where it really is like, oh well, you know, Freddy Krueger was really misunderstood and you know was given his sentence before a trial, and it's really ridiculous. So I thought this was pretty awesome, and you should check it out.
It's worth seeing. It's funny. I liked it because they didn't keep it completely serious throughout the whole movie. They had a little, you know, comic relief throughout the movie. Say,
yeah, it was. It definitely had some of its dark humor moments, would definitely shine through, and had enough twists to keep it interesting the whole way through. So it was not. Again, it's not a perfect, flawless movie, but it's the last horror movie that hasn't pissed me off. That's pretty much what I could say.
That's what
right?
It comes down to. Yeah.
All right. Later.